The weekend of Friday 15th and Saturday the 16th is the 13th City Lit Festival, and this is, as usual, in partnership with the Enoch Pratt Free Library, also joining up with UB's MFA in Creative Writing and Publishing Arts Program and the Maryland Institute College of Art. So everybody coming together for literature for these 2 days. And I have in the WBJC studio the founder of City Lit Project, Greg Wilhelm. How lovely to welcome you to WBJC.
It's a pleasure to be here, Judah. Thank you.
So what was the ethos behind creating this when you did so these 13 years ago?
Well, it really was inspired by something called the Loft Literary Center in Minneapolis when I first visited that city. I'm a bookstore geek, so I went to find the independent bookstore in town, and it was in this wonderful rehabilitated warehouse called the Open Book, which brought together a retailer, the Minnesota State Book Arts, a great book publisher by the name of Milkweed Editions, and this thing called the Loft Literary Center. And the vibe was just amazing. This people eating lunch and talking about literature, kids up to their elbows in paper mache making book arts, writers practicing their craft, and authors being published. And I was just blown away by the vibe of this scene, and I wanted to bring it back in Baltimore. So over those 13 years, we have a very wonderful public festival. We're part of the Baltimore Book Festival. We do outreach to youth. We do writers' workshops. And started a book publishing imprint in 2010. So we're trying to recreate and capture that vibe that we first saw in Minneapolis here in Baltimore, my hometown.
So a year ago, sadly, we were in the midst of the uprisings. And what was extraordinary was how the City Lit Festival went on ahead of that. And it seems to me that that really speaks to what you are wanting to do here.
Yes, it did. And a big thanks to the Enoch Pratt Free Library and Dr. Carla Hayden. Since the festival took place at the library, the decision was really pretty easy for me. If the library was open on that Saturday following the demonstrations, the festival was going to go on. That said, it was by far the least well-attended festival that we've ever had. But as I said, perhaps the most important one.
So this year, your headliner, the acclaimed poet Claudia Rankine. Tell me about some of the other writers that you've invited.
Lester Spence, the political scientist from Johns Hopkins University, will be in a conversation with Dee Watkins, who graduated from the University of Baltimore MFA program. They both have new books out, Knocking the Hustle by Lester Spence, and publishing actually in May, Dee Watkins' memoir, Cook Up. So I think that's going to be a lively conversation, from everything to last year's riots to this year's mayoral race. There are a lot of issues. It's a very, very important time for Baltimore. But we also have the acclaimed writer Paul Lisicki. He is a novelist, but also a memoirist. His new book is called The Narrow Door. And it's all about his experience simultaneously losing a long, dear friend to cancer while his marriage to the acclaimed poet Mark Doty was also breaking up. So it is a bit of a heartbreaking story, but he's such a wonderful writer. It really is an engaging book. But we also have expanded programming this year. Writers will get a chance to have free critiques done of their work. They can speed date some of the editors of the various literary journals that are in the region, and also get an opportunity to pitch their work to a literary agent and perhaps take the first steps toward getting published.
So much going on at the 13th City Lit Festival. And for more information, in fact, for everything you want to know, the best is to go to their website, citylitproject.org. It's been such a pleasure speaking to their founder, Greg Wilhelm. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judith.